Today we're going to discuss smoking in halacha. One of the items on the list is whether a person can smoke. Coincidentally, after doing the Mitzvah Morasugya, the pasuk in Devarim Perek Dalet, pasuk Tezvav, says that a person has an obligation to keep themselves healthy, not to put ourselves in any dangerous situations. If you recall, when we discussed extreme sports, now that it's post-winter vacation, I could talk about it. When we discussed extreme sports, we spoke about the issue of keeping the obligation to keep yourself out of harm's way. So even within that issue of keeping yourself out of harm's way, if you go through the Rishon, specifically the Rambam in Hilchos Deos and the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, it seems that there are certain unhealthy or dangerous behaviors that are clearly usser, others that are advised against but not really usser, and others that aren't even dangerous enough to be considered usser at all or even advised against. So you have to figure out where to put each behavior. The Rambam in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Deos writes that a person should eat and drink in a normal way, in a regular way, in a healthy way, go to the bathroom regularly. Those are all advisable behaviors. Presumably eating healthy food would be included in that. So is every donut you eat an issur d'oraisa? I hope not, but it doesn't seem that it's an issur d'oraisa. It's just ill-advised. The person is supposed to eat healthy because that's the way to maintain proper health. The Rambam Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei and Vav, writes that a person should not drink water that has been left exposed overnight, or drink straight from a gutter. Now the Rambam seems to imply that these are actual averos, that it's not just advised against, but these are blatantly dangerous things to do. It's not just that it's an unhealthy way to live, but it's blatantly dangerous. The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tezvav says you can't raise a dangerous dog in your house, that it's an isser to raise a dangerous dog in your house, because you're having something, you're bringing danger into the picture. The Rambam in Sanhedrin Perek Yuches Halacha Vav says that you can't punish a person based on his own words, because maybe he's just trying to hurt himself, and he's not allowed to do that. Anything that you do to dafka try to hurt yourself is an isser. So it seems that the gedder is that when it's just, you know, living life kind of things that are you know, like what you choose to eat and what you don't choose to eat, those are advisable types of issues. Whereas when it comes to something that is purely dangerous, it's inherently dangerous, and it's something that's an action that can clearly be identified as a dangerous action, that's going to be usher. So where does smoking fit in? Is it just that it's not advisable, or is it that it's mamish usher? So you have to look through. We have to look through the poskim and see what they how they define where smoking cigarettes. I'm talking about cigarettes, and I'm not talking about marijuana. That's Rav Moshe's tshuva we just saw before about marijuana. But let's talk about smoking cigarettes. So my chavrusa, Rabbi Rosner, gave me a whole. He just gave a share on this, and he gave me all of his marmakomos. So everything I'm saying right now is from him. Give credit where credit is due. So first of all, historically, you do find discussion about smoking in the poskim in, you know, from hundreds of years ago, but it's not a discussion about whether it's mutter to smoke. The discussion you find in the post conferences years ago is whether it's mutter to smoke on Yantif, right? Whether you can smoke on Yantif. Shabbos definitely also because it's Havara, but whether you could smoke on Yantif. Is it considered Ochel Nefesh or Davar Shavel Kol Nefesh? Is it considered something that everyone can, is universally enjoyed by people and therefore mutter? So what kind of Hana'a is smoking considered? So there's a famous Kabbar Nisanel, the second paragraph of Beitza, Ozvav, where he says you're not allowed to smoke on Yantif because it's not a Davar Shavel Kol Nefesh, and the Chayyadam in Klal Tzadihei, also Gimel follows that psak as well. However, the Bir Halacha in Taf Kuf Yod Aleph in Hilchos Yantif and Sif Dal Dibur Maskal Einosin quotes many poskim who hold that you are allowed to smoke on Yantif. But if you actually read through those poskim, you will see that their heter to smoke on Yantif has nothing to do with a heter to smoke in general, because you read through the logic how the Pnei Yeshua describes it. For instance, in Misach Shabbos of Lamentas, Pnei Yeshua says, "Well, smoking, you know, it's." On the one hand, he says, I don't want to allow it because on Yantif because not everybody enjoys it. But on the other hand, it's something that's extremely healthy for a person. It helps clear your sinuses. It helps calm you down. It helps you enjoy your food more because you don't need as much food anymore, which is another way of saying kills your appetite, right? It does all these wonderful things for you. And if you didn't know any better, if you were to just see someone take a cigarette and start smoking a cigarette, and you know, just landed from a different planet or from 300 years ago, and you just saw someone smoke a cigarette, you would say that must be the healthiest thing in the world. Because look what it did. Not the first cigarette. A person who's a smoker. You see him all nervous and fidgety and whatever, and It looks so healthy. It looks so that's what they saw 300 years ago. It looked so healthy. So you can't really draw an inference from that. That's where Shurmbach writes in Shubhas van Hagos, Chelik Alves, Simon Shin Tazayin, that it's absolutely awesome to smoke on Yantiv, because you can't say it's Shavu L'Kol Nefesh, and you certainly can't say that it's healthy. The real topic of whether smoking is mutter ever, in general, really only picks up steam in the 20th century, because only in the 20th century did we actually discover that this is something that kills you, that it's something that's actually dangerous, and that it's not a healthy thing at all. So one of the major components of the topic is the concept of Shomer Psalim Hashem. Shomer Psalim Hashem is Gemara Shabbos Tav Kuf Chav Tes that tells us that even though bloodletting on certain days of the week was considered to be dangerous, Shomer Psalim Hashem, Hashem guards over the simple people, and you don't have to take extra precautions because you could trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guard you. The Gemara Nida also talks about, the Gemara says that whereas Gemara talk about certain times where it's dangerous for a woman to become pregnant, maybe, I think the Gemara says, but Shomer Psalim Hashem, that God will guard over the simple people who just live life in a normal way. So what are the parameters of Shomer Psalim Hashem? There are those that wanted a taina, smoking, Shomer Psalim Hashem, Hashem will protect us, will protect the simple people. You just live life like a normal person and smoke a cigarette, it's not going to kill you because Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect you. So it seems pretty clear the parameters don't really work over here. There's also a concept of Ein Samchan Al Hanes, right? And it's a miracle if the smoking doesn't kill you. The Chalkas Yaakov and Chalshem Mishpat Simon Lamed Aleph, in the context of plastic surgery, says that obviously going on a car or on a plane is always risky, but you're allowed to do it. That's Shomer Psalm Hashem. Anything you do, any operation involves some risk, but whenever the risk is very low, you could say Shomer Psalm Hashem. But over here, that's when the risk is very low. Over here, the risk is quite high. The numbers are staggering, actually. So there are two major opinions that have to be mentioned. The Achiezer in Chelik Aleph Simon Chav Gimel says, only when there's minimal damage that can result and the disaster occurs to a very small minority, then we say Shomer Psalim Hashem. Neither of those things are true here. The damage is great, and it does not occur to a very small minority, it occurs to actually a majority. The Binyan Tzion, Chelik Aleph Simon Chav Lamed Zayin, says it's all dependent on immediate versus long-term danger. If the danger is going to be immediate, we don't say Shomer Psalim Hashem. If it's more long-term, it's going to be over a period of time, then maybe we will say Shomer Psalim Hashem. So maybe there's a little more room for Shomer Psalim Hashem according to the sheet of the Binyan Tzion. So Rav Moshe, if you look through Rav Moshe's tshuvas, you see a very clear progression of Rav Moshe's tshuvas in his attitude towards smoking, although he died too early for us to get to the end game, it seems. Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Yerdei Chilk Beis in Mem Tes in 1964 says that there's a chashash that you might get sick, but Shomer Psalim Hashem, obviously doesn't think it's so bad. But now let's go to his later tshuvas. 1973, 9 years later, Igros Moshe Yerdei Chilk Dalid, Chelik Dalet, I think Yardei Chelik Gimel Simon Lamed Hey. Rav Moshe, the tshuva we just read, where he forbids marijuana. So many reasons that he forbids it. One of them is that and some of them apply to smoking as well, including the fact that it hurts yourself. Kibud Av Em, Bitul Torah, all those other things probably apply to smoking as well. Then 20 years later, in 1981, almost 20 years after the original tshuva, Rav Moshe Chosh Mishpah Chelik Beis Simenayin Vav, a tshuva written to Dr. Rosner. Rav Moshe writes, I still can't say it's 100% usher because of Shomer Psayim, because it's just a small percentage of people who smoke who actually get sick, which, by the way, now the statistics tell us that it's not true anymore. It's not a small percentage of people. But here he's already more serious than he was previously. He says that everybody, especially B'nai Torah, shouldn't smoke. It's a chashash sakana. We should avoid any chashash sakana. And it's a very different tone than he had in the earlier tshuva. And he mentions the problem of riboy taivos vahanos that he speaks about in the tshuva about marijuana also. A person shouldn't become a bal taiva. And he says that if someone wants you to stop, then for sure you have to stop smoking. So he clearly takes it much more seriously. So there is discussion. What would Rav Moshe say today, given the numbers that we have? So we can't ask him, obviously, but now the numbers are 85% of the people that smoke do get sick from smoking, and they get sick very seriously. So one could argue that Rav Moshe would definitely forbid it. The Tshuvas Rivvos Ephraim, Chelik Ches, in Tavkuf Pevav, in 1998, forbids it, asers it. He was a Talmud Rav Moshe. Other poskim, Rav Waldenberg, in Sitz Eliezer, Chelik Ches Vav, Simon Lamates, says that you can't say Shomer Psalim in case of such grave danger. Rav Chaim David Alevi, in Aselicha Rav, says that if the dangers were known to Chazal, this is something they obviously would have asered. It's worse than a lot of the other things that Chazal asered mishum sakana. So there's no doubt that Chazal would have asked it. But again, that's, you know, hindsight. Revolbin Peretach Sper Memtes says that any shortening of life is always going to be asur, even if you're shortening life by a second. I think the statistics say each cigarette a person takes, person smokes, on average, will cost him 5 minutes of life. So clearly that lechora should be asur. Any excuse along the lines of it's my body, I can do what I want with my body, is obviously against the halacha. The very last halacha in Shulchan Aruch Chosher Mishpat is explicitly against this, that a person is not allowed to cause any danger to themselves. You certainly can't say onus rachmana patre, that I can't help myself, I'm an onus, because you could help yourself to not start to smoke, and even if you did start to smoke, it is possible to get over it. It's difficult, but possible. You obviously cannot point to those who smoke and don't die from it, because first of all, you see them when they're riding on the horse in the commercial, and they look great and they're smoking the cigarette. You don't see them 20 years later when they're lying in the cancer ward of the hospital and they're suffering terribly. So it's obviously not a great measure. It used to be the reason that the excuse people would give is that so many great rabbanim smoke. So first of all, it's not true anymore. There aren't really so many great rabbanim that smoke, and most of the rabbanim of our time have said that it's clearly usher. There were also many great rabbanim that have that quit smoking. Rav Aaron Cutler smoked till he found out how dangerous it was, then he stopped smoking. Rav Dessler smoked till he found out how dangerous it was, then he stopped smoking. There are other rabbanim that didn't quit smoking and died of lung cancer. I'm not going to mention the name, not to be mevaze a great talmid chachamim, but human beings are human beings, and some human beings do averus of lashon hara, and some human beings watch too many movies or the wrong kinds of things, and some human beings smoke and they do it. But a human being is human being, even if they're a great rabbi. Sometimes there's a big yetzer hara. A poskim raised another extremely important issue, and that is chilul Hashem. Rav Shechter said that based on Kedoshim Tiyu, that we have a requirement that people should look at the Jewish people and say, you know, that's how a person should behave. That if someone looks at the at any behavior that's looked down upon in society, a Jewish person is not allowed to do. That is by nature inherently a chilul Hashem. In addition to the fact that I asked Rav Shechter about this a long time ago, and he said it's slow suicide. It's a slower, more painful form of suicide. So it's an isra of being ma'avir atzmo l'das. It seems abundantly clear, bizman hazeh, knowing what we know, that for a person to smoke a cigarette is asur. Why is it that in some yeshivas, you go into the hallways of some yeshivas and everybody's smoking? It's a big, big avla, and the Rashi yeshivas should take care of that. They should really stop that, and they should speak out against it. And asur it, they should absolutely forbid it in yeshivas. It's a terrible isur, much, much bigger isur than a lot of the yisurim that they shrei chai v'kayim about. So it's something that we have to be very careful about. Okay.